Good morning, Indianapolis. This is the, I guess, specialty news show. It is a stick in the news where we talk about all of the news you need to hear because it's funny news and we need a lot more of that in the world. We are joined by
Cooper Bates
and a new co-host, as one of our co-hosts, Malachi, couldn't be here. We have...
I'm Ryan. Oh my gosh. Wow. Jeez, wow.
Ryan is actually loud.
I'm actually
Ryan's
loud. Wow.
We're proud
of you.
You
just made me pee. What a good introduction. I'm Ryan Smith. Hi.
You are not rah-rah.
I'm not bass. No. Max, is, Max had me all the way up, I'm pretty sure. So.
You know, sometimes you're quiet, other times you're
sometimes
not.
I am.
I really wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. So this is a show where we talk about the best funny news. Cooper.
So, we're going to start off with a little bit of a funny news story because we're going to set the bar for today's episode.
Ooh, okay.
Starting with a Florida man that crashed an allegedly stolen van in a high-speed police chase and then jumped off a 55-foot bridge.
That's light news here? That's like funny news? What?
That's bar.
No. Here's the funny part. It was an ice cream van.
What?
It was an ice cream truck. Like a Coney Ice. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, I know what a Coney Ice is, yeah. So I guess the question, the first one that we have, because we just question everything here, you're welcome. Why? Do we know why he took it?
No. I don't think that's a question that they ask.
So I'm still confused, though. I know you're in a police chase. First of all, how long would the police chase be? Because I don't think it's going to be that long if it's like an ice cream truck, because those things are big and probably don't go very fast.
Well, it was not a ice cream truck. It was an ice cream van.
I apologize for saying
so. It was a good, I think it said 30-minute chase, and then he crashed it and then jumped off a bridge where he was then later captured by a Coast Guard vehicle.
Okay. So, I mean, props to him for trying to get away. That was very smart. We got to do, I guess we're already going to talk about, we at WBDG do not condone any of the illegal acts we talk about. We just talk about them because they're funny. There's our, I guess, special, I don't know what we can call it.
Warning.
There we go.
There's the stick in the news warning. Don't stick your nose into doing these things.
Yes. That's perfect.
There you go.
That's perfect. So we're going to go now from Florida and a man jumping to one of the weirdest world records there's out there. So, you know how there's like 100 world records that everyone does, and they're all pretty stupid now?
Well, there's thousands.
Yeah, I know,
there
thousands.
There are so many weird ones. Yeah,
well,
there's
a new weird one. It is giant beach ball being passed in between people. So there were three guys. They were like about maybe 10 feet apart in like a triangle, and they managed in 3 minutes, because that's a world record, to pass a giant beach ball 673 times.
So three guys.
Yeah, three guys.
All I'm saying, three guys, 10 feet, I mean, like, we could do that.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, very far apart, and I think that's a world record we all could do.
In 3 minutes? Yeah, we could top that.
See,
I'm a fast thrower.
So, it was just the amount of times you could get it in 3 minutes. So, it's interesting. This guy, his name is David Rush. He has broken more than 200 Guinness World Records to promote, like, STEM education, and he was with his friend and his brother. And a giant beach ball, 673 times passed. The old record was like 345. So he almost doubled it.
Define giant beach ball.
It's a big beach ball. Like, you know, the ones they have at concerts and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like bigger.
Wow.
I would imagine. Yeah, usually the ones I see at concerts aren't that big. It's like, I've been hit in the face a couple times by those, but usually I can get them.
Nice.
Like the first concert I took my buddy to, I talked about it. Before we were on the last show, it was, I don't know if you guys were in here, actually. It was a Beach Boys concert with Mike Love at the State Fair. Immediately, like, as soon as he got there, his face got pummeled by a beach ball, like, super hard.
Nice.
Good first concert experience.
I gotta bring up that my dad, when he went to a Jimmy Buffett concert, managed to hit Jimmy Buffett with a beach ball, too.
Nice.
So that's a very common thing.
Is that a trend, celebrity hitting with beach balls?
I guess so. And it wasn't like, my goal today is I'm going to attack Jimmy Buffett with a beach ball. That wasn't the goal. It just happened. But I guess that's a risk you take when you're doing beach concerts of sorts.
Fair enough.
So we have a next story. It was a 95-year-old man. He managed to run a burglar out of his kitchen. It was a 95-year-old South Alabama man who heard someone breaking into his house, so he grabbed a weapon and then summoned deputies, of course. But yeah, he's a senior citizen that lives... I don't think he was in a senior citizen home. It was his own home. But he managed to scare a actual person trying to break into his house. So imagine, because if you're going to break into someone's house, you got to obviously be, you know, not afraid of getting caught. But then you get a 95-year-old man to scare you away.
Grandpa, don't mess around.
Isn't there a movie about that? I mean, there's a movie about everything.
There's a movie about
there
everything.
There has to be.
Don't Breathe, I think is what it's called. Which
It's a blind man.
It's a blind Marine. I can see Luke, who's also in the studio with me, shaking his head intensely. I'm guessing you've seen Don't Breathe.
I don't think he's doing the cut sign with his hand. He's not a big fan of it.
He hasn't seen it, which I'm assuming is the case, and he doesn't want spoilers, or he just doesn't like the movie.
We're just going to say that he hasn't seen it or he didn't like it.
It's a very morbid movie. I highly recommend it if you're of age to watch that type of movie. If not, don't watch it. Legality.
Old people are scary.
Old
people can be scary, yeah.
That's all that we're going to take away from this. So, it's Christmas time.
What?
Apparently, to some people, from a marketing perspective, it's Christmas time now. I am not one of the people who's like, we must play Christmas music on November 1st. I'm one of the people, we do it like near the end of November after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That's when it's okay.
So near the 1st of December is what you're saying.
I mean, it could be earlier.
Yeah.
Just not after, before
Thanksgiving.
Family
tradition for me always started on the 26th of the November.
That makes sense. Anyway, Little Debbie, you know, the snack company,
yep.
They have their very famous Christmas tree cakes.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, well, they have made a Christmas tree cake ice cream now.
What? That's sick. I love that.
So, Ryan, you're not a big fan of it?
No, I don't like birthday cake flavored ice cream, and that's all I can think it would taste like. It's like just vanilla with like sprinkles in it, but something about it just tastes like more artificial. I've never had this ice cream, but I'm very curious to try it. I also am lactose intolerant, so it will kill me regardless. But
then why do you eat ice cream?
Curiosity killed
Isn't
the
that
cat.
What killed the cat, yeah.
But satisfaction brought it back. So
I don't think that's how that works.
That's a works. New saying on the show.
I don't think it is.
That is taken from my ex.
It'll be available November 1st through like the middle of December. Debbie Christmas tree cake ice cream. I'm not a big fan of it. I think it's not going to be good. I don't know why you have to decide to do all these fancy ice cream ones, just like we talked about last week, but like Frosties from Wendy's cereal. You don't need to be doing all this stuff. It's not worth it.
Fun fact, mm-hmm. I saw one of those.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Did
it
you?
It looked good.
Oh, wow.
I didn't pick it up, but it looked good.
Shame, shame, shame.
Can I read a news article?
Yeah,
I feel,
you can.
I feel special. I don't have any because I don't get service in here. Just give me a news article.
All right.
Or I'll make one up as we talk. It's one or the other.
I gotta go find one.
We do not make up
you.
News. We just make sure it's funny news.
Make
that's
sure it's funny
point.
News.
That's yeah. true.
I don't
that's
think
true.
I've read funny news like on my news feed ever.
Well, that's because there's none of it. No. That's what we're trying to promote.
Yeah.
So what I do is a little behind the scenes. I actually just searched it out. So I found like two really good websites. So the Associated Press, they have like a certain tab on their website that it's AP Oddities. So you can get a lot of stuff there. And then there's this some random site called UPI. I don't know what that is at all. There's some news base. I don't know. And they have a funny news tab, so that's where I get a lot of my stuff from.
Personally, I get a lot of mine from the Florida Man Times.
Yeah, and then there's Cooper.
Yeah, I'm in charge of doing the Florida Man of the Week.
Yep.
I'm realizing now how bassy my voice is on this mic. It's the same type of mic. I don't know why I sound like just pure bass in my headphones.
Well, that's because you're on this microphone.
Yeah, I guess so.
Instead of the one behind the board. Is you're always true? Leaned back and you're not full on in going, hello everyone.
Yeah, because the chair on this one, it leans back.
It's very comfortable. That chair is very comfortable.
It is. The only problem that... Okay, I was hoping we don't bring that up. there was actually one of these episodes... where I managed to just, like, have a dead voice the entire time.
Yeah,
it sounded like I was dying.
You were sick, and that's on Audio Boom. You can check it out.
That's the first
Go
one
ahead
there.
On audioboom.com, search WBDGFM.
It's also on Spotify and other podcast sites. This is like episode one. It was a great one. We started off talking about Snoop Dogg
bobbleheads. Bobbleheads that have been stolen and sold on eBay.
Yep.
Incredible, truly.
And, well, we have another, I guess, big head. So there was a bar owner in a great state of Peoria, Illinois. So that's a city rather than not a state. That's not what matters. What matters is they have a bust of, like, the statue of Elvis in their bar. Well, that was stolen.
Who stole Elvis?
They're trying to figure that out right now. The quote is from the bar owner. To walk off with that took some guts. He said the heist can't have taken much planning or work since they actually never bothered to bolt it down because they never thought someone would take it.
All right. I'll start off this conversation. Why is this a trend? Why are people going around stealing figurines or statues, depending on how big they are, of, you know, celebrities? What's that about?
I really don't know. I think it might be just they were bored in the pandemic and wanted to find a new hobby.
What are you going to do with that? Like, you can't sell it, because then you'll be caught by the police. I guess you could keep it, but, like,
why? You want this? There's no reason to do it.
If it's at a community building, let it be. It's for the community.
So, interesting thing here. The owner of the bar said he didn't want to call the police because he didn't want to bother officers who might have something better to do, which is understandable. And he said that his niece bought that about 15 years ago at a garage sale for only $20. So it's not even really worth it. You're just being a pain more than anything.
That reminds me of the story of the kindergarten thief who stole all those fish sticks. They're not worth anything. It's just being annoying.
No, and then he was stupid enough to get caught because he was like, oh, I'm going to download audiobooks on the little audiobook reader thing. Great description by us, by the way. And then that's how I got caught. So I guess the moral of the story is people are dumb.
Yeah. No, that's it's very true. The world has some really dumb people. Do we have another story summed up for you, Max?
Well, sticking to the news, I almost screwed that up. I know Cooper loves when I do that. Isn't that right, Cooper?
That's such a great saying.
He loves it so much.
I think I have to watch the show more. I'm just kind of here. Anyway.
Really?
No, I do listen to you. This is a bit. I actually listen to you guys all the time whenever we're done with Salt and Pepper. You guys are like my favorite thing to listen to afterwards because you guys are hilarious.
That's true.
That is true, actually.
That is true.
So we're going to go to North Carolina now where a man almost forgot about a lottery ticket and would have lost $195,935.
Jeez,
so
that's a lot of money.
He said that he almost missed out on the lottery prize because he forgot that he bought the ticket. So imagine, you just forget about it. And then you just figure that out. And what's your main reaction? Is it just anger, sadness? What's it going to be?
Mine would just be like pure acceptance. I'd be like, that's something I would do.
What about you, Cooper? Angry, sad, what would be your reaction if you would have forgot it?
Well, I would have probably been angry at myself because, you know, if you forget that and then it's the winning ticket, it's a lot of money. You can buy a lot of things with that.
Yeah, I'd just be angry the entire time and I'd just be taking it out on others.
All right. So you remember how last episode we had a man who got pulled over because he had a clown mannequin in his truck?
Yeah.
Well, I have an update.
Okay.
The full story was released, and several statements have been made by the police.
Got it.
He was originally pulled over for expired license plate tags on his Dodge pickup.
That's how they get you.
And the deputy who pulled him over, quote, oh shoot, is this for real, end quote. So he found the mannequin.
Yeah.
And on the box, he found a box of live grenades.
Oh.
I'm starting to think I think we missed that story.
I think we missed it, huh?
Yeah, we missed that one. We just had a skeleton in one of them.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it was a plastic one. No, guys, don't be worried.
His excuse for having the box of grenades is that he found the grenades 3 or 4 years ago while cleaning out a veteran's home and decided to keep them.
Okay, here is the thing. Come up with a better excuse. Or here's the thought. Don't have a clown or a mannequin in the side of your car because that's going to give attention because then the officer's going to be seeing that, and that's weird. Let's look into it. Oh, their license plate is expired. We're going to pull them over now.
Yeah.
And then don't keep the grenades in your car.
Well, it was in a toolbox, and he kept driving around with them rolling around. And they were found in a veteran's home, so the likelihood that they are real is very high.
Oh, that's fine. You know, we're just having bombs in your car. No, don't do that, people.
Would you like to hear what the sheriff had to say? It's a one-word answer.
Okay.
Sheriff Rick Staley, sorry in advance, stated that Branson is, quote, an idiot, end quote, and that he was lucky he didn't kill himself or destroy the truck
if
he hit anything.
That guy deserves a raise for having to deal with that man.
Now, I figured out why he got arrested for as long as he did.
Why?
They found copious amounts of cocaine, marijuana, and two pipes in his trunk.
That man right there
was having the best weekend of his life. Grenades?
Clown mannequin.
Clown mannequin.
Drugs.
And illegal drugs. That is terrifying.
That is a scary thing to have on the road. I'm glad he is in jail.
I agree. No, we
he should
don't
be in Miami
that.
Or something. No, he should be in jail.
Yes,
in Miami.
Exactly.
That is just something that I will never understand. How, why, and what now is the three questions I have to ask.
I 100% agree with your statement there. I don't really know, man.
Like, what are you going to do with all that stuff?
Have the time of your life.
It's a clown mannequin. Like, why do you have one in the first place? Where do you get that from? What's the purpose of having it
Spirit
in your truck?
Spirit Halloween. That's where you get it from.
Fair.
Are you going to find out that he stole it from, like, a store or something, too? And that's just going to be added on?
It's just going to add on and on and on. I guarantee it.
Maybe the mannequin's full of grenades, too.
I hope
Why
not,
didn't we
it's
check
a skeleton.
That?
What?
It's a skeleton mannequin.
Oh.
It's a skeleton clown.
Oh.
Oh, that's even worse. I already hate clowns.
Oh, you guys thought it was like a full-on clown?
I thought it was like, yeah. I thought it was like a scary clown mannequin.
I thought
mannequin.
It was like one clown. Of those mannequins at like the store.
Yeah, they're
and they just
like,
decided to put like clown wig and clown shirt on.
Oh, I was thinking like one of those like Halloween props where they like jump at you.
Their eyes
like light up.
I hate those.
I love them.
That's right. Why I hate Halloween.
Moving on to the next quote by a different deputy.
Okay.
Quote, I'm honestly not sure how the clown fit in. It looked pretty human-sized. It was crazy. And end quote.
Okay. So, do we know the size of his car?
It's a Dodge truck.
A truck. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, it's a Ram.
It's
not a big one either. It's not a bighorn. Now, here's something interesting. The guy who has done this has an extensive criminal history in Florida and Georgia, and also admitted that his license had been expired for 2019 and never replaced it.
I thought you were about to say it had been expired for 20 years.
I would be impressed if he was still driving after 20 years.
I mean, would we be shocked, though, with this guy? I wouldn't be.
Well, he's in jail for life, and he's got felony now.
No, I wonder why.
Yep.
That was sarcasm, by the way.
I have a couple stories, okay. Actually. My phone has some service. This is some breaking news coming in live.
Breaking
from
news.
Three separate areas. Seems to be a reoccurring thing today. Police hunting for loose monkeys spotted in Tokyo.
Loose That's monkey him. In Tokyo?
We have a loose herd of cows wandering through Hawaiian community. And a loose llama escapes again hours after capture in North Carolina.
Wow.
All over the state of Carolina, there might possibly be a loose llama on the run.
So keep your eyes and ears out
yeah.
for
all
a
right.
loose llama.
For all of our North Carolina listeners.
All zero of
all
you.
All two of you.
We're going to have five, and they're just going
to
call
They're all
going
to comment on our Twitter if you want to. It is at WBDG Indie, except for TikTok. If you want to do something with that, it's at Giant90.9.
And we're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at WBDG Indie.
How many animals is that?
That would be
a herd of cows.
A herd of cows. Yeah. So let's
a
say
llama.
A llama.
And a monkey.
And a monkey.
Three.
And if you need more loose animals.
There's more?
A bear raids leftover KFC from California.
Oh, that's
Epic.
California.
I saw that one. That was an interesting
They're
story.
Like
raccoons,
yeah.
He smelled
big.
The KFC, so we broke in to
yeah.
get the KFC.
I, too, would do that.
And the guy who lived there was like, oh, yeah, I see bears there all the time.
He lives at the KFC?
No, he lives in a house. The KFC was in his house.
And he has a KFC inside of his house.
I have so many runaway animal stories.
How many?
Escaped a cow goes running on North Dakota Highway.
When was this?
That was yesterday.
Wait, this has all happened recently.
This is breaking news. We have a serious animal outbreak issue.
We need to fix this. Wait, what's with all the animals?
It's probably, like, not well taken care of, like, Viva la pens or stuff.
Viva la goat.
Oh, great. Now we're going to have an animal resistance. Thank you, PETA.
Thank you, George Orwell.
That was a sick joke. I did not like that book.
Yeah. You didn't like Animal Farm?
No, it wasn't a good one.
It's like communism.
The movie was weird.
I like the movie.
Okay, get back to the news.
So from animals escaping to mobile homes being abandoned on the middle of the road. So last
week... That is our description. Let's go.
Last week we talked about a boat that was in the middle of the road.
Okay,
well, now we've gone one step further. Police in Missouri are asking the public's help to solve the unusual mystery of a mobile home abandoned in the middle of the road.
I mean, life on the highway.
Why?
Life on the highway.
I get it.
Yeah?
I just question you, yeah.
Get to work fast.
Yeah, but it was on a trailer.
Yep.
Except they left the trailer. There was no truck. They plopped it on the side of the road. No, no one saw. It's just an abandoned
house.
Maybe
they drove to work.
No. Why wouldn't you take the house with you?
Why not?
Well, why did you just leave it in the middle of the road, though?
Are you expecting
to get it back?
Yep.
No, you're not going to get it back if you leave it in the middle of the road.
Home sweet home.
No, you can't get it back, Cooper. You're going to have it lost because someone's going to probably take it.
Who's going to take my mobile home?
Tow truck?
What?
Like a tow truck or just anyone with a trailer hitch?
Why would they take my mobile home? That's illegal. That's home theft.
But it's on the side of the road, so...
Would that be Grand Theft Auto?
No, it's not a car. No, it's Grand Home Auto.
Grand Home Auto. There we go.
Does it even... No. Grand Theft Home, because auto means car.
Oh, yeah. Grand Theft Home.
We're so smart.
We're so great. We are the smartest people on this stage.
I think we've just disappointed Ryan.
A little bit. But, you know, that's okay.
That's the show.
That's the show.
We talk about the random news we find.
Wow.
I would take the home if I could. It's not a very, I guess, quality one. It's an ugly painted brown. And it's
You can repaint the house.
Yeah. Not a big fan of it, though. I don't need it.
Would you ever live in a mobile home?
I mean, I could.
I would love to, yeah.
Ryan would?
I would love to.
Luke, what do you say? Give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Luke's in the studio.
That is a big thumbs up. We got mobile home gang.
You are really pushing the idea of big thumbs up. That was the most hastily confused, terrified thumb I've ever seen.
Listen, I'm trying to make content here.
I'm trying to make content here. You are lying.
We have the content, man.
Yeah.
Chillax. So, everyone... There's this very famous band. It's called The Grateful Dead. I know everyone knows it.
I've never heard of them. Look at my hair. I'm the biggest Grateful Dead fan.
Here's the thing. For everyone, it's a very popular band. Their merch sells like wildfire. So they had one of their t-shirts auctioned off. It was one of the original pieces of merchandise, and it was sold for $17,640.
Yep. That happens. You know how much there was an Imagine Dragons shirt from their first album that went crazy high? It was like 56,000.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You don't need this. I don't care how much people like Grateful Dead. If you're going to spend thousands of dollars on like an original t-shirt...
Buy a new car.
That's a better idea. Or buy a mobile home.
So you can drive there and see the concert.
Don't waste your money on... T-shirts that you just, if you wear or you like touch it, it's gonna get downgraded in value.
Yeah, you know you could buy with that, like money. Instead.
What could you buy? You
could buy a Honda Civic.
I thought
you know what you could do with that Civic.
What?
Go out, drive to a concert, and see them live, and get a T-shirt. There.
Jerry Garcia is dead.
No, but the band still tours. Well,
the band still tours.
Is it the same?
It's not going to be the same.
It would be like going.
It's
going
to be like a same atmosphere.
It would be like going to a Beach Boys concert with no Brian Wilson. Oh wait. Anyway, I'm still mad about that. But why would he be dead? No, don't apologize. My anger and I'm not actually mad. I don't care. I knew he was going to be there.
You sound very
angry. I'm very angry.
It's okay. I don't. Whatever, mom.
Whatever, mom. You don't understand me and my love for
it's
Brian
not a phase,
Wilson.
Mom.
It's not a phase, but I listen to Beach Boys for a reason.
It really understands me.
And you don't.
The cliche teenagers.
It's just me.
Just being Luke obsessed. Is currently dying. Yeah, we have Luke dying over here. It's fine. Just being obsessed with the Beach Boys. All right. We're going to get back into the news. Yes, we're going from music at a radio station to now trying to talk about funny news. So a woman...
We have been.
I know. That's the entire point of the show. We go to Pennsylvania, where a Pennsylvania woman managed to find a fried chicken head in her order of wings.
Yep.
Okay.
Happens a lot.
I've never heard of that happening
You've
before.
never heard of that happening. You know, there's deep fried rats all the time. Yeah, that happens.
No, I've heard of that. I've just never heard. So imagine you.
Yeah, they put all parts of
the chicken
in there.
What's your reaction going to be?
Can I get them a free one? Free order?
Can I get
it?
Where was that? Like, do you know what chain it was at?
It wasn't real. I think it's just a local restaurant.
Oh, if it was at like Popeyes, like, can I get like a hot sauce with it or something? I don't know. I want to try it.
You would try chicken head.
Yeah.
Man, you people are.
With
not,
beak.
I would. Yeah, it's going to have beak.
Oh, I'd rip the beak off. You know, like when you like detail a shrimp?
Yep.
I would do that with my chicken head. I'm curious, you know?
No, I'm not curious.
You're not curious.
I would be going full anger mode. Like, how dare you do this? I ordered chicken wings, not chicken. If I ordered chicken head, I would want the chicken head. But I did not order chicken head. I ordered chicken wings. I know they're not the wings, but that's not what matters. I didn't order chicken head.
Luke,
so I don't need chicken head.
Hit us with a thumbs up or a thumbs down for the chicken head.
Is this going to be the entire show?
Yes, this is the special edition. We can't hear you. Up or down? Down.
Not a big fan
of the chicken head. Chickens without heads are wings?
What happened?
You don't eat chicken neck. So
no.
It's wings.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't want a chicken head for my chicken wings. If I wanted chicken head, like I said, I would
order chicken head.
I'd want a refund.
You'd want
a new one.
I would just honestly want a free meal after that.
No, man. I want money back and then free meal because I like saving money.
That'll work. That's even better.
Ark. There's my Mr. Krabs impression.
That's great.
What, are you laughing in silver?
Yes. We're so good at this show.
For all people that don't understand that joke, on the periodic table of elements, silver is Ag. So silver is agagagagag.
That was a sick. That was a zinger, dude. That was a straight zinger. I'm sorry. I'm like trying to find new
game today, dude. I don't care.
It's fine. Did he give up already?
Get him out of here right now. I'll just do stand up the entire time.
We're gonna go now to the Pacific Northwest for a vase that was purchased for $5.99 at a thrift store. It turns out that it is expected to be valued at $15,000.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Like, if you go to your local Goodwill and you know what you're looking for, you can find some goodies there. Like, I found a $53 watch for $12.
And I'm gonna give you some insight on the Goodwill. I'm your Goodwill guy. That doesn't happen that often, actually, for Goodwill. Our system, the Avon one, we're very thorough. I'm not trying to, you know, support my business that much, but at the place I work for, not my business, but.
Ryan doesn't own it.
My occupation. But we use shop.goodwill or whatever, which is our like eBay, and it's replaced the glass case at most Goodwills. So a lot of our nice quality stuff just gets taken to online now, and it's really depressing, honestly. One of my favorite things about Goodwill is finding like the super expensive stuff for cheap. I mean, you still find some great stuff there, don't get me wrong. I found a hidden away. I'm calling out my workplace. I might get fired. No, I won't. But it was me and Gary found it. He's my manager. And it was a copy. No, it was an original pressing of Michael Jackson's Thriller on vinyl.
Wow.
And I was freaking out over it. And he's like, I don't think Andrew said how crazy that is. But we gave it to shop. So hopefully that'll be on the website sometime soon. That was crazy. I remember I was like freaking out over that. Because an original pressing of Thriller. If you have service in here and you can look up the price of that, yeah. So that's my little personal breaking news. But
that
no.
would make a great podcast.
Oh, talking about the Thriller?
Things that you find at Goodwill.
That's a good way of also possibly getting fired.
Good point. Let's do that after you
After
quit.
I'm done working, yeah. I'm going to work there till I die. No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. But I am going to try to stay there for as long as possible. My mom was talking about it, and I think it's just a good job.
Yeah, I'd say that it's pretty good. Looks good enough working there.
Good staff, good people.
Papa John.
Good method. Papa John's. Goodwill.
Goodwill.
Let's go. The best chain place to go to, obviously. So, Ryan, I know you're a big art fan, right?
Of course.
We've talked about this.
Yes.
Well, so there's some New York challenge. It's a New York art collective announced it will be selling 1,000 Andy Warhol sketches for $250 each. There is a catch, however.
Oh.
999 of them are forgeries.
Oh.
It's a 1 in 1,000 chance to get an original one for $250. So the question...
a scam.
I agree. It probably is a scam. So the question I have is, would any of you partake in this, I'm going to call it a challenge?
100%. But here's the thing. I don't even know about this. This is my first time hearing it, and I'm honestly kind of excited to hear it. Andy Warhol sketches. I'm sorry to all the Warheads out there. I love Andy Warhol. He's one of my favorite artists of all time. His sketches are terrible. They're the worst thing ever. It's like boring, stupid, redundant art. That was a little Basquiat quote for you. Anyway, no, it's very redundant, goofy, kind of like poorly. They're sketches. It's nothing. Yeah. Obviously, you sell them for $250. It makes sense. But I don't know. I like Warhol, but I have an original Warhol piece in my house. I would lose my mind. But is that what I want to know? Like, it's not like Basquiat, where if you had like a mustard stain on like a piece of paper, it'd be like, that's crazy, dude. It's Warhol, and it's a drawing he drew over on like a notebook. I don't really care. I don't know. Like, because Basquiat's thing was the postcards, and those sold pretty cheap. You can get them at like thrift stores and stuff because they're everywhere. I remember watching a Pawn Stars episode, and they had a Basquiat postcard, and they were like, I don't understand the pricing of this. And then he was like, this is a billionaire, whatever. I would do it. I would 100% do it, regardless if I like his art or not.
No, man. No, absolutely not. 1 in 1,000 chance, and 999 of it will be forged. How much money would you get in, like, return for having a forged Warhol art?
$0, because it would have no value.
No, I mean, for a forged one,
mm-hmm.
probably like 200, I feel like. I feel like it'd be like, here's a forgery. Maybe it's, like, handmade, and you can be like, oh, well, who knows? Who knows how that works? It could just be a print.
So, it's a 1 in 1,000 chance. You could get one that could be up to $20,000 in value.
Mm-hmm.
Or get one for $200, maybe.
Yeah. You only lose, like, $50. Someone will probably rebuy it. If not, then you can be like, well, I was a part of this competition. I didn't make it, but here is my house.
Yeah.
But for a piece of paper, is it really worth it?
So, I guess the question is, there has to be, like, one person that's just going to try to buy as many as possible, just trying to get the one.
Yeah. Right? And then they're going to have, like, terrible return rates. And
yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's what rich people do, so.
If you have the money, you can spend it. If I was rich, I wouldn't do that. I think it's dumb to partake in, I guess, little challenges like that. That's just me. Not a big fan of that.
I'd do it. I like you, Warhol. Rest in peace.
So we're going to go now to Nebraska, because Nebraska has stuff in there.
It does?
I don't know that much about Nebraska. I apologize there. Go ahead, Cooper.
Oh, no, I have nothing to say. Just saying.
That
art piece, I don't think it'd be worth it. Honestly,
you cowards.
Don't.
You cowards.
It's not worth it if I'm going to spend $250.
I'm going to pull my mask down for my seriousness, because my voice. You guys are cowards. You know that? Both of you. You people disgust me, truly.
Oh, the mask went away.
Without the mask, I sound very, very intense and scary. You know that?
Not really.
No, I don't. I sound the exact same.
Yeah.
But no, I'm very disappointed in both of you. I would spend my gallbladder to get an original Warhol piece. That is a reference to his death. He died of and gallbladder surgery. But I would
Let's
do that.
Stop about death.
Anyway, thanks. I love you, Warhol. Rest in peace.
I don't know how I'm supposed to transition to a Nebraska store selling the world's largest ice cream sandwich, weighing in at 2,960 pounds. It was a Hy-Vee store in Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and it was created by a team of 30 employees, and they worked for 5 hours to do it. And there's a great thing about this too. Not only is it, you know, a world record, but they're actually going to be like cutting it up into pieces and dividing it and sending it to like food banks and stuff. So that's a good thing. But we need more people if they're going to do this stuff, I guess, to, you know, chop it up and send it over to people. Because if you're just going to make it and then I guess give it out to the store that day, it's not like you're going to have that many people there.
I'd buy it.
I'd buy it too. I mean, it'd just be cool to, you know, have
it. It probably wouldn't be that good.
No, probably not.
It would probably be pretty nasty. It's like, maybe it's great. I'm not, you know, maybe these guys make the best ice cream in the world. But like, when it's 2,000 pounds of it, and you're like, you've been making it for 5 hours with your hands. I don't know.
Never thought about what would that stuff taste like.
Probably ice cream and salt.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cooper.
Anytime.
You can hear the hostility. Uh-huh. No, we love this show. We got a great show. So that's going to be the end of this one from a news perspective. Thank you so much, Ryan, for showing up.
Thank you for having me.
We miss you, Malachi. We hope you can come back here.
What does that mean?
Ryan, it's not. No, it's not being rude. We're just saying we miss Malachi.
I'm going to fight Max.
Okay, great. We're just all fighting here. Mm-hmm. That's been like the entirety of your show, the last one. So thank you guys for listening. This has been a stick in the news. They're, I guess, doing patty cake and then like rock, paper, scissors. Who knows about that? Again, podcast.audioboom.com. Just search WBDGFM. Also on Spotify and other podcast sites. Thank you so much. We will see you next week on A Stick in the News.